I think, you know, Pryor, he's a big guy, very, very athletic. You know, he can hurt you with, obviously, you know, his legs as well as his arms. So, you know, he's definitely a double threat. So, you know, we understand what we got coming our way.
When, obviously, you've had a lot of guys banged up in the second round. J-Ron coming back, Ryan's out there practicing. How important is it to get these guys back?
I mean, it's always important, you know, to have all your weapons, you know, intact. You know, it allows you to build that chemistry, allows you to have that comfort zone, and more important, you know, it allows you to go out there and work with the guys that you were working through with, you know, throughout the course of the game.
What's the key bend to the 10 quarters without a touchdown?
You know, everyone just flying around making plays, coaches and players being on the same page at the same time, and, you know, players just going out there and executing the game plan effectively.
What's the mind frame for this team right now going forward? I mean, you have a, you know, you're coming up a bye halfway through the season exactly. The other, you have a three-game homestand here. Is it a must-win game? You're looking at the must-win homestand, or you're just looking at the
every game for us. Every game for us is a must-win game. Every game from this point on is a must-win game. So that's going to be our mentality. Win at all costs. Not every win is going to be the way you expect it to be. Not every battle is going to be the way you know you expect it to be. But just try to go out there and get a win at any cost. What's that?
Out of head kids. What have you seen from him when he's
You know, to be honest with you, I really don't focus on those big guys too much. But Jonathan Hankins, when Sean Rogers went down, he stepped in, he filled in quite well. He was plugging up those gaps. You know, he was getting off the blocks, you know, making tackles and just being effective. You know, that's something that we asked him to do. And, you know, he stepped right in and he's been effective for us.
Do you feel like your defense is just starting to hit its stride of late?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think our defense is, you know, coming together quite well at this point. I think, like I said, you know, we're on the same page at the same time. And, you know, having John Beeson here in the middle linebacker has definitely helped us out a lot. You know, it clears up a lot of gray areas for us. You know, he's the voice of the defense. So, I mean, we pretty much just rally up behind him and everyone, you know, take care of their own assignments.
Sure, there's a team that puts up a lot of yards, but not a ton of points. How do you try and contain that and continue that trend?
We're just going out there to play our game. You know, whatever's going to happen throughout the course of the game is going to happen. But, you know, it's up to us, you know, to go out there and not allow any points or a lot of yardage. And I think our offense has been doing an exceptional job of, you know, not turning the ball over and been running the clock. You know, they've been running the clock down quite well. So, you know, it seems that it's been working for us. And, you know, we're just looking to put all three phases together, offensive, defense, and special teams.
When you say John's cleared up a lot of gray areas, what do you mean in the way he relays information or gets it from the side or what?
Both. You know, just his intellect for the game. You know, a guy that's been in a position, a guy who has excelled at that position. You know, as far as getting guys lined up, as far as understanding or, you know, what the team is trying to present, just as far as, you know, just being that voice of a middle linebacker, you know, that's something that we needed. You know, we had younger guys in there before, and not saying that they couldn't get it done, but, you know, dealing with a lot of veteran guys, you know, and this is their first time really playing ball, you know, as a starting middle linebacker for the Giants, you know, it's a lot on your plate. You know, it's a lot to handle. So having John Beeson, you know, with him filling in that role, I think it's definitely helped us out a lot.
How much pride does the defense take in, you know, not giving up those touchdowns in those last 2.5 games?
We take a lot of pride. We take a lot of pride. You know, to be honest with you, we really don't see it that way. You know, we never really count the quarters or, you know, we just go out there and we just play the game. And we play the game effectively. And, you know, obviously, you know, our intent is not to let them score. So that's what we do.